Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. We have Michelle in the house here. As we introduce her to you all once again, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-57555. Michelle, welcome. Good to have you with us once again.
Hey, Mark. It's good to be here. It's always good to be here. And I am like Kanye West right now. I'm speaking through the wire. Instead of through the wire, I'm speaking through the stitches.
I know you had this mouth surgery.
I had all this surgery yesterday. I've got stitches on both sides, but I am through the stitches today. And I'm going to have you in stitches at some point. But if you hear a little slur, just bear with me because we've got a lot to talk about, Mark.
Michelle, it certainly is not drinking. It's her stitches. So.
It's the stitches, guys. Please. I'm drinking warm water.
That's right. That's what you drink.
That's right.
2011 Open Society Institute Fellow here in Baltimore, founder of the Gold Diggers Project, working with young girls in Park Heights. We've talked about the project many times. She's a comedian and actress.
And Mark, I just spoke at the TEDx event.
I was supposed to be there.
Yeah, I missed you. I spoke at the TEDx event at the Park School on Sunday night. It was an amazing turnout. Had an amazing time. You guys can check it out.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah, please, Mark. Anthony was awesome, though.
Right. I don't want to MC though.
Yeah, it's
to talk.
I want you to talk too. You need to talk. You need a talk and a clicker and some slides. That's what
something
you need.
Like that, right.
You need something going on.
There you go. 410-319-8888. So Michelle, tell everybody what you were talking how we when I called you today and we started talking about what we should be talking about on the air today. What's grabbing you right now?
What was grabbing me is who Arnold Schwarzenegger was grabbing. That's what was grabbing me. Who this dude was grabbing in his house. And if you guys don't know, it came out today in the news that the governor, Mr. Schwarzenegger himself, you all might have heard rumors that his wife, Maria Shriver, who has ties here in Maryland, has filed for a divorce. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that we know the reasons now why she filed for a divorce. Mr. Schwarzenegger was playing Terminator in the house with the housewife. The housekeeper. Yeah, he was playing Griffey with the housekeeper.
If it wasn't the housewife, he wouldn't be in trouble.
This is true. This is so true. Maybe it was the wrong wife. Blame it on the medication. The deal is that he has a 10-year-old, Mark. A 10-year-old child. A child he had with someone that worked for him and his wife in his home. I don't know what to say about that because I have a hard time judging anybody because if you go a little bit too far down my family tree, you'll see I got some crazy connections. So I try not to be too judgmental. But Mark, that says something. There's this whole argument that his private life is a reflection of whether he's a good politician, a good manager, a good governor. And now everything that he's done up until this point, whether you agree or disagree, is brought into question because he has a child out of wedlock. Well, inside of his marriage, not by his wife. What do you call that, Mark?
Well,
is that a love child? For white folk, it's a love child. You know that, right?
If what?
If you're white, it's a love child.
Oh, is that only if you're white?
Yeah, if you're black, it's a baby daddy or baby mom.
What? Baby daddy, baby mommy has become a
I'm being facetious.
No, but those terms have become terms of ridicule.
Absolutely.
In the larger media.
And
the world,
paramours and love childs all sound like some beautiful organic experience that resulted in this beautiful life that we formed together. His ain't none of that stuff. I don't know what his baby is.
But there are two different things here to me. You can look at this. I think that there's a complexity here that we... You know, we talked earlier about some people that I'm not going to mention on air.
Of course not.
But who are elected officials who I know have had children out of wedlock and love their children, take care of them, mm-hmm. and they represent us well.
Right.
So I don't play the kind of the morality game when it comes to that stuff. That life and individuals and relationships are just too complex that people have to work out their own stuff.
This is true, Mark. But at the same time, you don't think there's any correlation at all between your moral fibers and your ability to govern.
Two things. I mean, and folks, join us here because Michelle and I often agree, but obviously right now we're on different sides. So come on in. 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Two things, which we were just saying. One is that what I think about Arnold Schwarzenegger or about President Bill Clinton and getting serviced in the White House.
I love how you said service.
Well, I can't say the other word on the air.
As if it was an HVAC guy that came in and put in some new ducts.
What, I'll tell you why it was like that in a second.
It's never like that.
Or the Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the International Monetary Fund, being arrested for an attempted rape.
Absolutely.
And a sexual assault on a woman.
A hotel
an
employee.
An African woman who was a hotel employee.
Right.
And so the IMF screws Africans in Africa, and they attempt to do it in
hotels.
You know
what, Mark? Leave the jokes for me. No. But I love the premise. That may end up on stage.
You like that?
I love the premise.
You're trying to say I didn't deliver it?
I think the delivery was a pa-dum-pum. I was waiting for the punch. But I love it.
If this was more on television, I could do it better, but I couldn't because I can't say things get me thrown off the air. But,
absolutely not.
But what I'm saying is the things I describe here are issues of men in power using their power and abusing their power, which is, to me, different than what people go through all the time in their lives. And it doesn't mean they're still not a good surgeon, a good lawyer, a good plumber, a good whatever you are in our society. So I think that – I do think that we make too much of this in the United States of America because of our kind of tight, puritanical way of looking at the world. But I think there's that, and there's also the question of how these men out here abuse and use their power, which, you know, talking about housekeeper, White House employee, hotel maid, thinking you can get
away
with
that. You brought something
stuff.
Interesting up that we didn't talk about, Mark, and that was the gender piece because – you know, these rarely do you hear about an elected official who happens to be a woman that has these kinds of overt discretions that we get to hear about. You know, the closest you'll get to it is maybe, you know, some parking tickets or something that you're just like, are you kidding me? So you're going to try to kick this person out because of some tickets or some cards or whatever. But with men, there's always this major difference in the indiscretions that come out. But I'm going to say this to you about that, Mark. There has to be some level of moral fiber that has credibility and or it makes you either want to vote for this person or you don't want to. Because if you had known that, let's just be – ask the audience. If you had known that Mr. Schwarzenegger – how long has he been in office now, Mark? How many terms?
8 years, two terms, right?
So 8 years. So he had a two-year-old
coming
in. He's not
in office anymore, but
– he had a two-year-old coming in that he never said – if he had said to the public, by the way, I have a baby, she's two.
Well –
outside of my marriage, and he's still married to his wife, would he have won and he's a Republican. Conservatives
right,
get their
right, right.
panties in a bunch
around
this kind of stuff. But yet they're the ones who always end up coming out of some closet, some dungeon, some hole in the ground, some hologram. They come out of something.
But look at like Newt Gingrich when he was attacking President Clinton.
Oh, come on.
Was having affairs and didn't even sit by his and told his wife who's battling cancer, almost dying, I'm leaving you for somebody else. I mean, let's talk about moral character. But but the other part of that, I don't actually think it's anybody's business about what you just described with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's from my perspective. It was his wife who should have known. I mean, he waited 10 years to tell his wife.
Yeah, he waited 10 long
which
years.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who he should have told.
But I think trying to even reconcile that it doesn't factor is crazy. Because it does factor. And maybe it's the XY thing we got going on here. Because
I don't think it's XY.
You don't think?
I do not think it's XY. I think it has more to do with the way we in this society are
puritanical.
Yeah.
But Mark, you got to say this, though. You got to say this. There is a large amount of people who look to their officials for guidance morally as well. You think about it. They look to these people and they say, you know what? This is a stand-up guy. This is a good woman. And, you know, there's a family man. Notice they're all married. You almost like there's a cookie-cutter approach to being a politician. You have to be married to one wife. You have not met too many polygamists who've been in office.
Not polygamists, but there are a lot of things that many people who look at humankind saying that we, as a species, are serially monogamous. That's who we are. Not to say run around with somebody, but you fall in love over the course of your life with more than one person. Some people stay together forever, but most people do not.
Most people don't, Mark, but I don't know if that makes for... I think if I can count on you to make good moral decisions, I think there's a correlation
between... But who defines what the morality is?
Well, it's relative, but there are some things that we all categorically we all say what the guy did in New York That's categorically, not, that's horrific.
And but that's not just that. His question was moral. It was illegal. It's illegal, and it was a sexual assault on
a
woman in a hotel.
Isn't adultery grounds for divorce in a legalistic way?
I don't play with that. That's
it's just my question.
That is true, but that doesn't mean. But if you are, but you don't go to jail for adultery.
No, you don't. Know,
I mean, the Bible might want to stone you to death.
Certain countries, you might end up against a wall with some stones upside your head.
That's right. It's also in the Old Testament. It's also in the Bible.
It's in the Torah, yeah.
You know, so, but I think that what he did was a crime.
Yes,
if he did. If he did what he did.
If he did, allegedly.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
And I wasn't joking about, though, to me it makes, that fits the moral equation for me because the International Monetary Fund has screwed more poor countries in
Absolutely.
The world and destroyed them.
Destroyed them.
And I'm not surprised that their leader does the same to individual Africans.
But it says something about who the narcissism, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It says something. I always have a problem with narcissists. And a lot of people have tried to kind of acquiesce this to anybody who puts themselves in front of large groups of people that we all suffer from some sort of narcissistic characteristic. I don't know about that.
But you have to have a healthy ego if you're going to jump up on stage.
This is true. But you can also be very psychotic as well. Like you can have delusions of being awesome, and you're really not like a Sarah Palin.
So we can open the phones here because your overarching question is.
My overarching question is: should a private life, the private life of an elected official, factor in their ability to govern and or be a good legislator?
All right, let's open the phones. I mean, like, we all knew when we elected Bill Clinton. What he was doing.
He had a saxophone. We loved this dude.
But we knew what he was doing. How many women stood up and said what he did before he was elected?
Yeah, but we knew what Clarence Thomas was doing, too. And he made it to the Supreme Court.
And I think it would be more devastating if they found out Barack Obama did it because he is clearly a straight arrow.
Yeah, he smoked a little weed. He's got the black lips to prove it. I love it.
Well, I always say, if you were living in 1968... and over the age of 15 and served in Vietnam or hung out in the corner and didn't smoke reefer, something was wrong with you.
Somebody would call in and be very, very upset with that statement, Mark.
But
that's
a true
generalization.
But it's true. That was part of the cultural norm at the moment. The part of the cultural norm of the world that people live in. That, to me, is not a moral judgment. That's not a moral question. You know, I think the moral questions are for me, do you run roughshod over people like this man, Dominique?
Yes.
Was supposed to have done.
I agree with that, Mark.
And do you, you know, are you managing our society so that we take care of people, take care of the environment, take care of our children? That to me is the biggest moral question, not whether or not you have or have not slept with.
Mark, it's just a little thicker than that, but I'd love to hear from
410-319-8888. Michelle is in the house with Mark, and we are taking your questions. And Jean, you're on the air. Jean, I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Hi. I haven't spoken.
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think God is the moral judge. I'm 78 years old. In my day, you couldn't put the father's name on your birth certificate. And the government called us black children. Not baby mamas, not love child in Hollywood. It's illegitimate. And then somebody broke into City Hall and stole all the birth certificates. Who took them? That's all I have to say.
All right.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it, Mark? Well, I would like to know who took them too and when did this happen. That was a mouthful, Mark. Somebody broke in City Hall and took all the birth certificates.
Baltimore City Hall?
I don't know. Dun, dun, dun.
Don't know.
I tell you, we got to rise out of Gene, though.
Morality in politics. Does the way someone leads their personal life, should it and does it affect their ability to lead us politically?
Mark, perfect example. Do we have a time to deal with Jack Johnson at all, or can we come
We
back?
Can't. Let's go to Denise.
And then, okay, let's
go
to
folks,
Denise.
You got to join us. We don't know what you think. This comes around us all the time. Jack Johnson is a great example.
Yeah.
Let's go to Denise and talk about Jack Johnson in Prince George's County. 410-319-8888. Denise, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Denise. Welcome.
So I feel like this. If it's issues of sexual immorality, in other words, cheating on your spouse or having a child out of wedlock or within wedlock that's not your spouse, I think that's horrible. And on a personal level, it's disgusting. And if my husband or friends that to me, he better watch out. However, as an elected official, as long as it does not affect them doing their job, I'm okay with it. However, when they start being hypocritical and they come out on these moral platforms, you know, that's how they're presenting themselves, and if they have, they start talking about this and they're saying that, you know, you're wrong for cheating, you're wrong for this, and then 10 years later you find out, what did you do in your background? And that's something different. But if you are doing your job day to day, if your personal house is out of order, that is a shame. But as long as it's not affecting what you're doing for me and what you've been chosen to do, then I'm okay with it. Outside of you being a rapist or potential rapist, as they're trying to figure out with this IMF guy, or maybe a child molester or something like that. Outside of that, it's not my business as long as you're keeping your job together and doing what you need to do for your position as you've been elected.
That's just an interesting stance because, you know, in one breath we say it's not our business, and then the next breath we say, but if it comes out, if it turns out that you took a high moral stance as a part of your political platform,
right,
which is the Republican Party, particularly these the Tea Party folks, particularly these conservative Republicans, these evangelicals, you know, you're taking this stance that we're a little more moral than the Democrats, and then it turns out that you have this child by your housekeeper. Come on, if you didn't take that stance, if you weren't of that party, I think maybe I could see your point. Well, but that's one of their hugest platforms, is being these morally sound people.
Mark Stanford, South Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
Lover in Argentina. Telling people he was going on the Appalachian Trail, right, using government funds to do
Left
it.
Left his wife to go hang out with his lover. Yeah, bizarre.
I mean, and use government funds.
Oh, absolutely.
And was Mr. Morality.
Yeah, and see, but that the government funds is the part to me that says you can't even govern your behavior. So you're taking monies from your constituency to incite your own pleasures.
What about what Denise said? Denise's position
that they still do a good job.
If you are doing a good job as governor, president, chief justice, whatever your job is, and you have a dalliance, or whatever you want to call it.
There's all these nice words for being out of control.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Is that a reason for you should not be a leader politically?
Maybe I'm old school, Mark. I'm too young to be old school, but my grandfather used to say, if you lie, you cheat. If you cheat, you steal. If you steal, you kill. And there was like this progression of horrors, right? And so morally speaking, if you do certain things, I'm not too sure that you won't do something else.
I'm not so sure I follow that logic.
But I'm telling you, anybody else who ever heard that adage.
I've heard that adage.
Right. Yeah. And there's some merit in that because I don't do well with people who lie, who don't tell the truth. I have a hard time dealing with them in any other arena. I don't know if I would want them to be my politician. While we know that politicians can be very skilled liars, it's the intent in which you tell the lie. Are you trying to mislead me, or are you just hoping not to hurt my feelings? It's like it's two eggs. It's just weird. But I'm telling you, Mark, there is some correlation between being, you know, highly, highly this, and then showing up another way in the world and then saying to me, oh, forgive me, I'm just human. Yeah, but you had the purse string of all these Americans at your beck and call, and you couldn't even be true to the one woman who's been with you throughout your entire ride.
Look, but I understand that, and I think that shows a lot about character.
Okay.
And shows a lot about what a person's made of in that sense. I agree completely. And a lot of what they may be wrestling with. But I don't think, unless you're taking moral stances like Newt Gingrich and Mark Sanford and the rest of those guys have taken these deep moral stands about Christianity and
right,
love, and those black people having baby out of wedlock and
right,
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then you go ahead and do it and hide it
right,
and talk to your wife who's dying of cancer like a dog. Well, then that's different to me. Because you are living a double standard. You are living that double standard then.
It's a little more overt, but Mark, I'm telling you, it's all a slippery slope. It's a very slippery slope. And I'll tell you what, Schwarzenegger is kind of convenient. He can't run again. Do you know what I mean?
And he can't be president because he was born in Germany.
Yeah, he can't be president.
He was born out of the country.
He was born out. Yeah, this one we can prove. We can get his birth certificate, and we can let you know he is not an American citizen by nature.
Let's go back to the phones at 410-319-8888. We'll take you in the order you called. Denise, thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you, Denise.
Rob, you're on the air. Rob in Baltimore County.
Can you hear me?
We got you, Rob.
First of all, thank you for allowing me to make my comment. I understand where this is coming from as far as, you know, if you lie, how you cheat, and if you cheat, you steal, and so on. It's a very slippery slope, but like you, Mark, I agree. I'm not sure if I agree with that because, to me, it's too simplistic. I think even sometimes people who have the most challenging times with veracity will probably draw the point of maybe killing someone. But I don't want to give our politics too much credit either. But what I really want to say, though, is the fact that I don't see why we're so surprised about what's going on. I mean, this has been going on since the very inception of our country, and I'm quite sure it's been going on during the time of pharaohs. Powerful men have always felt as though it was their providence, you know, to bid women from a lowly or so-called lowly social stature. I mean, that's always been a providence.
That's a great point.
Jefferson had 8 women by Sally Hemings. He took her to France, but still, his offspring was still considered to be slaves. You know, so I don't think we should be at all surprised by what's going on. I mean, you know, you got to think about it. Like you guys talked about earlier, when you decide to put yourself out there in front of the public forum and put yourself at the podium, you have to have a very healthy, if not overly indulged, sense of ego. I mean, you have to know that you have to feel like you are beyond reproach. I'm not saying your private life bears that out, but you have to have a very strong confidence when you yourself to feel like, you know, you have something to lead, you know, with. And most of these guys, when you look at them closely, they're all flawed. We're all flawed human beings. This is what happens that now with the advent of the Internet and everything else, we're seeing their character come to light. But this is never going to end. For powerful men will always feel like they're entitled to dibble and dabble and put their hands in a cookie jar every once in a while. That's just how it's always going to be. Thank you.
Well, I think it's... Just
because that's how it's going to be, I think our acceptance of it just gives it license to continue in that right. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's ever going to go away. I'm not crazy. I'm not that naive. But I am saying because it's always been doesn't mean it's accepted. You know what I mean? I just don't agree with that. And I think giving these quote unquote powerful men a pass is really encouraging the behavior. It's supporting the behavior unconsciously and consciously. And I just don't I don't buy it. I don't think it works. I don't think it's fair. And especially if you're asking me to support you, asking me to vote. It's one thing if you are a hot mess and you live up the road and it's just you and your wife and you're acting. But you're asking people to vote for you. You're asking people to support your way of governing. You're asking people to believe in your party. You're asking for so much, and I believe it puts you under a microscope. And yes, all of us are flawed, Mark. Every last one of us are flawed. But are you willing to put your stuff out there first? Didn't the president say what he did in his books? He talked about some of the things he did younger. You know, he put his stuff. He's like, look, y'all gonna get me. So y'all not gonna get me with something with my hand under the table. You know, nobody's gonna be under the knees in the White House under the table. Nobody outside of my family, outside of my kids. So he put himself out there under the microscope early on. Still didn't satisfy a lot of people.
Oh no, some people just don't want a black man in the White House.
Absolutely.
but the other part, you see, the difference is though. Let's go. Let me go jump back to the phones here right after this. I mean, is that what you were saying and what Rob was saying when he called in, I agree with what Rob was saying, but I agree with you. I think that's the kind of behavior we don't have to accept. We don't have to accept the abuse of people in power by those beneath them.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, because they believe in the notion
see,
of
the beneath.
Beneath
just bothers me.
Because they're not, people are not beneath them.
Absolutely not.
You see? So, but that's what we can stop. I don't think you'll ever stop men and women from being sexually driven by other people other than the person they're with. Doesn't mean they have to act on it.
Right.
Doesn't mean that they can't be honest about it. Doesn't mean it can mean many things, but that's part of human existence. But the other part, while it's been part of human existence, we can create societies, I think, where you don't allow the abuse of power. That's something different to me.
The abuse of power.
The morality we put on it, which I think is this Judeo-Christian morality thing that I think is just something people believe in. If you want to believe in it, that's fine, but I don't think...
Oftentimes it's unattainable. Oftentimes it's unattainable, this morality that we speak to. But we got I want you to take another caller.
So we're going to go right to, before we go to break here, we're going to go to like 2 or 3 callers in a row when we come back so we get everybody's
cool
opinion in, okay?
There
you go.
Sorry.
I love it when you say, my sister and you are the only people who say cool beans. I love it. So, Jay, you're on the air. You've been holding on the longest.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey,
doing well.
Jay.
Welcome,
good
Jay.
Evening.
I think there is reason to
uphold the standard of integrity and mix that personal and political life. Because, I mean, even just the topic of this show, I mean, you now have to focus on somebody's personal indiscretion as opposed to legitimate political and social concern. And now that that's part of the discussion, I think you should make it a relative way to judge politicians and public figures. I mean, if you're, if this now becomes a part of the discussion,
mm-hmm.
like you mentioned Mark earlier, the IRS, a lot of screwed up things that they've done over the years. But now we're talking about his sexual indiscretion. But we don't even get to the chance to talk about certain manipulations globally, financially. We have to talk about this guy and how he behaves. So I think it should be a part of that topic and part of the way we judge people and if they should remain.
Jay, I love how you put that because, again, yes, because we've put it into the discussion. Like you said, we're taking away from matters that we should really be debating and really, you know, deconstructing. But we've put this into the discussion. We've made it an issue. And since it's an issue that can be used for you as a politician and or against you. And that's one of my stances. I totally agree with Jay.
We're going to take a short break and come right back. Michelle, comedian Michelle, is in the house once a month. We're going to have to try to do some ways to get here more than once a month.
We'll
figure this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the University of Maryland Women's Health for every stage of a woman's life, offering compassionate care and comprehensive obstetric and gynecological services from routine exams to specialized pelvic surgery. More information at 1-800-492-5538 or www.umm.edu/Women's Center, or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. All the information's right there. I'll be right back with Michelle and all of your calls. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on arts, culture, food, design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available on urbanitebaltimore.com. It's Mark and Michelle.
It's Mark and Michelle, the indie mom of comedy.
Yes, you
on are. On WEAA tonight, Mark. And this has been a very stimulating conversation. It's interesting you said Urbanite's one of our sponsors. You can check me out on Urbanite next month. I'll be in the June issue.
You're in the June issue?
I'll be in the June issue of Urbanite, so be certain to pick it up
and
support
We'll have to make you one of our Urbanite stories then.
Absolutely.
Get you on here an extra time.
Absolutely.
Let's go right to the phones, as I promised. 410-319-8888. Let's see who we have here. Who's been waiting on the longest amount of time? Looks like Marie, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Marie. Welcome.
Or evening, both of you.
Good evening, Marie.
I see a racial thing in this. You know, these white men, Schwarzenegger, and the former man, he was a lawyer running for president at one time. I forgot his name. And his wife died of cancer. You know who I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Edwards of North Carolina.
John Edwards. Yeah. John Edwards.
Yeah.
Now, it's always said that African-American women have a lot of children out of wedlock. What's going to be said about these white women who've had children out of wedlock by prominent men?
That's a great point, Marie.
Thank you so much.
That's an excellent point. I mean, you know, that's exactly right. It we've been demonized as women of color, African American, Latina women.
No question.
You know, let us have a baby, and it's like, oh, look at these horrible women. They just sleep around with everybody. But you have this conversation, and you hear that John Edwards has a baby or potentially could have fathered a child while his wife was dying of cancer, and it gets swept under the carpet, and then now Schwarzenegger, and who's to say there aren't others who have come out and had these indiscretions with all these women and then had children with them? You never get the stigma that you get if you're a woman of color, particularly Latina and African-American. And I am totally in agreement with Marie. And it is despicable. It's absolutely despicable.
It's also, it's race, which is the deep part, the deepest part of it in America, I believe.
Absolutely.
It's also class.
Absolutely.
Because working class white women get the same attacks sexually in terms of their reputation. The women we're talking about are women who are part of a ruling class.
Yeah. They're
so it's okay.
Yeah, it's odd. It's not okay, but in their minds, it's okay. You know, this was just, and I love the way that they code it too. There's all kinds of codes for what happened. You know, this was a, you know, this was just beyond our control, and it was something that neither one of us had set up to do. Oh, come on now. I mean, they dance around what's really happened. Do we have another caller waiting, Mark?
We do. I'm gonna go right to the phones here. Okay. Hank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, beautiful?
Hey.
Me.
You're talking to me or talking to Michelle, man?
I'm talking to Miss Michelle.
Hey, Hank, I tickle you.
Yes, you did.
I'm
going to say this, right, and we must really look at this, right? Power is a natural aphrodisiac, right? And quite often, all women tend to gravitate towards power. That's why men tend to go do things who have power, because we want women, right? And if we were to stop being so amoral to say that the only way that you can run the country or be an elected official is to most of the time be a married, steady man and have a few bachelors in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, maybe it wouldn't be such of a problem, but every politician you want him to be some married, upstanding, stuck-up guy.
That's a good point.
Only loyal and faithful to his wife, which men aren't loyal and faithful all the time. We would like to be, but we have infidelity.
Oh, Hank, I so appreciate you. I appreciate you. I trust you. Let me tell you something, right? That's the most heartfelt response I've ever heard about being a cheater. I just think that's just a nice response for the indiscretions. But I totally hear you. And in some way, Hank, you made an awesome point. Why do you have to be married? Why do you have to be married to be a public official? Why can't you not be a bachelor and be able to do what you do? Because people feel like if it looks like it's something, it really is something. What? If you look married and you look like, if you look like you belong on the top of a cake, you know, you're a cake topper, then people want to bite. But if it looks like you out here slipping and sliding, they're like, he's smart, but I really don't want to say that I'm down with this guy.
Well, we have, not to get off subject here, but we have gotten to a point in America where everything about what's important is important when we think about who we're going to vote for. I mean, much as I'm not a Mitch Daniels fan, the governor of Indiana, who I think is, well, not politically a fan of his, but I heard commentators actually saying on major news shows, he can't run for Republican nomination to run against Barack Obama because he's only 5'7".
That is so crazy.
So
that is a bit off topic, but that is disgusting.
It's the same thing, only the sense that the things we think about.
Yeah. Which is why our country is going in a hell and basket. But I'll tell you what, we can't leave Jack Johnson out of this, Mark, because there's another example of power and how power was just...
Keith, Wilhelmina, and Otis, we're going to come to your calls next.
Let's get Keith. Let's get Keith.
Keith,
and then we'll talk about Jack.
Yeah, Keith, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mark, and your guests?
Welcome.
My thing is, I just don't really like the... I hear what a lot of people are saying, but I just don't like the hypocrisy of the whole thing. I'm just going to give you just a couple examples. To take the guy Mark Ensign now,
Ensign,
I understand
right.
that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican senator from Nevada now. You know, he just wasn't just a cheater to his wife, to who he supposed to be married and love to. But, you know, he had another affair with his, I think it was his campaign manager's wife.
Right.
Wow.
And just completely destroyed that marriage completely.
And paid him off.
Yeah.
Illegally.
The husband has to go get therapy. Now, on the other hand, the French guy from France,
Dominique Strauss-Kahn,
right now in the paper in the New York Daily News today, is that now they're trying to say that this African immigrant who allegedly victimized them is saying that they're trying to say now it was a consensual thing for pay, and I don't really know whether race and class had anything to do with that, but this guy is one of the most powerful men in the world from what I'm reading. And I was just really wondering when they were going to get off the point of saying, this, you know, why couldn't this guy just be a predator? Because he's had a history of doing things like this before.
Yes.
So
wow.
Now they demonize the victim to say that, you know, that she's going to put her job on the line. and have consensual sex with this man, I guess to put him in a pretty good light. But I'm enjoying the show, and that's just my comment. I just the hypocrisy that I just didn't really understand.
Thank you so much. That was two excellent points that were raised that spoke right to what we're saying. The debate is there, Mark. It's there because, again, power, politics. Let's see what Otis has to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I want you to do a very quick thing on Jack Johnson. Otis is from Prince George's County.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll go to Wilhelmina, and Pikesville is going to be right after Otis. But
because this whole Jack Johnson thing today, he was supposed to go before the court and do a plea bargain. And from what I'm told, when you make a plea bargain, you have to plead guilty to make this particular plea bargain, which means that he's pleading guilty to all of the monies and all of the indiscretions he did financially to Prince George's County. And don't you guys remember, this is the guy who called his wife called him and said, the feds are at the door. What should I do?
Stuff it in your bra.
Stuff the $70,000 in your bra. Dolly Parton couldn't even do that, Mark. I mean, honestly.
No
matter how big the bills were. They said it was Benjamins coming out every orifice in this poor woman. And didn't they not know that when she got to the police station, that they were going to frisk her, they were going to take her clothes off? Were they that egocentric to think, oh, they're never going to make her leave our house? I'm Jack Johnson. This is the lady. This is Lady Johnson. No. You don't stuff $70,000 in your underwear, as my uncle would say, in your drawers. I don't know what drawers are, but they're also synonymous with panties, pantalones, and underwear. And she attempted to stuff $70,000 in her underwear. Cold, hard cash. Mark, that is the epitome. Should I vote for this guy? Morally, that is absolutely horrific.
But this is where you and I started before we went on the air, and I'll just throw this out here. Two quick things. That A, I see that very different than whether somebody sleeps with somebody else, because there you are taking bribes to corrupt the government and corrupted in your policies by taking money from people.
But you're
he should go to jail if he did that, and he should be thrown out of office. Because there he really is abusing the public trust.
I get that.
And the other thing I want to say to Hank, I was just thinking about this. When we said men will be men. Men do think like that a lot, but it doesn't mean you act on it.
Absolutely, Mark. That's the difference.
Doesn't mean you act on it.
And to me, the ones who can think that way because it's healthy to think that way, it's healthy to still be attracted to other people. I would take issue if my husband never looked at somebody else. I'd be like, what is really wrong with you? But it's the acting on it that defines to me a leader and someone who does not need to be in leadership position.
410-319-8888. Otis, you're on the air.
Otis.
We still got Otis?
Hello? Oh,
welcome,
okay,
Otis.
Okay, Otis, there you go.
Mark and Michelle.
Hey, Otis.
Welcome.
Hey, Eminem, you guys do a great show, and Michelle, you challenge Mark quite often, and that's good.
It is good.
Because you're coming from a female perspective.
Absolutely.
So listen, I just would like to make two comments here. I'm a former official from Prince George's County, and I would like to say, first and foremost, any person that is interested in political office has to establish a principle about the position in which they're running for. There has to be standards. And even if you're a shaky guy or a shaky woman, there are still principles and there are still things that you have to ascribe to that the public can believe and trust in you. And if you don't establish those things and if you don't carry yourself in such a manner, you will lose credibility. That's my first comment.
That's true,
Second
Otis.
Second comment is that in this world of politics, I'm a graduate of an HBCU.
Me too.
And I was taught early on that there are two systems in America, mm-hmm. and race is part of that system. There's a system for white males and white females, and there's a system for black males and black females.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a differentiation between the two because what a white male may do and get away with it, a black male cannot. Mm-hmm. When I was elected to the city council in Bladensburg, Maryland, the first African American there, I was scrutinized not only by the media and other citizens in that all-white community, but I was scrutinized by my colleagues whom I served with that we made decisions on certain issues and certain legislation. So there is a certain standard, and you have to ascribe to at least establishing yourself to have those principles, And if you don't, they will catch up with you. And there were times often when I was actually approached and actually set up from time to time to try to cross that line, because that was that Nikki Saab, now I got you, you SOB type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened more than once, and it happened often, and it still happens in America today. And President Obama actually goes through that same scenario from time to time when folks are trying to throw daggers at the gentleman.
That's
so anyway,
a good point.
I just wanted to make that comment.
Thank
and,
you, Otis.
You guys continue to keep it out there and make your points, and have a nice evening.
Thank you, Otis. That was a great comment.
We're going to go to Wilhelmina in Pikesville, and then to Matt in wherever Matt's from is going to be the next two callers up, and DeConte and Towson. We'll get to all three of you. I just want to throw this quote out here, because we won't be able to talk about it, but it irks me so much that I have to say this.
Please do.
I said this to you before we went on the air.
Yes, you did.
Someone who wants to be president of the United States of America said, "We Americans need to find solutions together and insist upon imposing those solutions on those forces that don't want to change." That was said by Newt Gingrich when he announced for president. He's running for president. Supposing Barack Obama had said, "We have to impose those solutions on those who don't agree
he
with
would
us."
Be called a socialist, a communist, every ist that you can think of.
That's what happens when you elect a Kenyan to office.
Yes, that's what happens when you elect a real African American. Absolutely, that was appalling. Again, but that's his, in his mind's eye, that's okay. And the sad part, there are millions of people who totally get that and stand in agreement with him, imposing.
We get it, too, but we don't stand in agreement.
No, we don't get it. We don't stand in agreement.
410-319-8888. Wilhelmina, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening, Wilhelmina.
Yes, Mark and Michelle, you're doing a fabulous job. And I just wanted to say, Michelle, I totally agree with you. You are right on. You have it. You're speaking up and holding the court down, you know, for women. And I just think that if men could think like women think, then they would understand it better. And I just think that, you know, we do hold our politicians to a higher moral standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that, you know, if you're a policeman, we hold you to a certain standard. If you're a teacher, we hold you to a certain standard. People that's in, I guess, a higher standing office, then they need to, I guess, have a certain character. And as far as Maria, you know, I just want to jump on her for a minute, too, because I think that if she knew all of this here, and I know we're supposed to. Did she know all this?
No, he just told her.
He just told her.
He just told her, Wilhelmina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's devastated, and she blogged about it. She blogged about transitioning. She kind of alluded to having to transition in her life and wanted feedback from her blogs, her blogger, her blog supporters. Yeah, so she's just found out.
Yeah, I do. I sympathize with her. I can only know how I feel. Like, again, I said, if men were women, because we're so emotional, I think we think very deep. And it goes back to Adam and Eve, you know, when Eve messed up. And, you know, she was, if you believe in the Bible, I should say, how she was coerced. And the fall of man just went down. And it takes a woman. Only a woman can give a man what he needs to that extent. And sometimes they just fall right into the pit, right along with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're innocent, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of, you know, coercion out here. And not only that, you know, sometimes a man, they just can't keep their eyes in front of them. And what they see, sometimes they react on it. And I don't know the whole circumstances or why, you know, it happened, when it happened. But, again, I just wanted to speak on behalf of women to say that men wouldn't. And especially, Mark, I'm sorry, I understand where you're coming from also, but I disagree with where you're coming from, and I just think you can't understand it because you're not a female.
That's
and
a good point, Wilhelmina.
Right.
That's a very good point.
But, you know, I think that I would go to say, I was thinking as you were talking, that we do need in the United States of America and across the planet Earth more women in charge.
Yeah, governing.
Mm-hmm. But who don't govern trying to be men.
No.
But govern as women.
They show up as women.
Right.
They
show up as women.
Mm-hmm.
That 50% of the energy on the planet Earth needs to be side by side ruling this planet.
Giving us balance.
Right.
That's why it's so imbalanced right now. Well, Amina, thank you so much for that comment. That was really good.
Well, thank you for letting me call and weigh in. And I feel for Maria, and my prayers go out to her. That's not a good feeling. And, yeah, that's a long road to toe, So thank you very much.
Thank you, Wilhelmina.
Take care, Wilhelmina. 410-319-8888. Your thoughts, morality and politics. Mm-hmm. Do they go together? We're talking about the indiscretions we're talking about in terms of what we heard about. The start off, because we talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. It went a lot deeper than that, but what he did what should that disqualify him really in many ways from being a political leader? Is that different or similar to what Dominique Strauss-Kahn did in allegedly attacking mm-hmm. an African woman who's a maid in a hotel? 410-319-8888. Matt, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling from Northeast Baltimore, Mac.
Welcome.
But I submit to both of you, what is the bigger crime? A woman scorned, one woman scorned, in politics, or if you're a politician, you run on a certain platform, but you flip the switch once you get in there, mm-hmm. which results with the gentrification of hundreds or thousands. So one woman scored, to me, no kind of way equals to the crimes that have been committed by, you could be moral politically, morally in your marriage, but I don't feel sorry for her. She married a politician. What's the difference? Politics is a dirty business, and one woman scored does not compare to the moral crimes committed against people in the name of politics. It doesn't balance no kind of way.
An excellent point. That's definitely an excellent point. But at the same time, I don't know if one can discount the other. I think this, all of it is deplorable. But my point listening to you is that I don't think we should be able to interchange it like that. It shouldn't be interchangeable that one woman scorned. This isn't just one woman. This is a woman who stood beside him throughout the transitions in his career. This is a woman who mothered his children, who carried his children in her womb. There should be some equity. There should be something of value. Where's the value in all that she's brought to the table being his wife? And not to mention, let's keep it real. She came from a family that already had its own political stand and already had its own political brand, if you will. So he married into a situation where he already had a leg up as an outsider. This dude wasn't born in the United States. This dude wasn't even a quote-unquote an American citizen for the most part. He married someone.
Well, he wasn't an American citizen.
He was an American citizen, but I'm saying he came here from another country.
From Germany.
And then was
Austria.
Naturalized. So my point is that he already had a leg up.
But see, this popped in my head as you were saying this. When it comes to I was pondering this as you brought it up earlier today. To me, the biggest morality question of morality when it comes to Arnold Schwarzenegger, is that he clearly did this in a calculating, premeditated way. Mm-hmm. In other words, he kept it not just from her, from the public, but kept it from her because he did not want to lose an election.
Absolutely.
He didn't. That's what he cared about the most. Power is what he cared about.
Absolutely. And now he's going
That's the
despicable. And then now he's going back to Hollywood. And Hollywood loves a scandal. And Hollywood loves,
He'll go back to making movies, probably.
He'll go back to making movies. They love these kinds of stories.
He'll get a talk show.
He'll get a show. He can't talk, but he'll get a show. And he'll show up and they'll say, what about Maria? And he'll have this whole cry fest on television, much like, although he's not a politician, but much like your boy who was married to Sandra Bullock. He'll cry and he'll say how much he messed up when she won the Oscar. Who cares? We forgot him. He didn't even exist to me. Some white dude that made motorcycles. I mean, not to be crass, but yeah. But at the end of the day, I think.
Oh yeah, the little classical boy that she married.
Yeah, the little motorcycle dude.
Right.
But the reality of it all is that there should be some value placed on what Maria brought to the table. And yes, it does not equal out to the games and the trickery that politicians do play. But at this point, I'm with you, Mark. This was calculated.
He calculated.
This
was calculated.
Knew I can't run for president.
Right.
I can't run for governor again. I'm done. And so now, since I'm done, I might as well, clear my conscience. Guys will see this baby at some point, so let me let it out.
Because this happened when he was running for special election.
Absolutely.
410-319-8888. DeConte, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mark. Hi.
Welcome.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, okay, Mark. Look, today I agree with you 100%, Mark, because I think we have to draw a line here. You know, what happened with the IMF dude, I mean, you know, totally pollutes this conversation. To me, this conversation has to do with what politicians do and, you know, is it morally you know, applicable, you know, to say this person, you know, is, you know, competent for the job. You know, let me just say this. You know, I really think that sometimes, you know, we elevate politicians higher than even, you know, our pastors, you know, our rabbis. I mean, you know, politicians should not be that high, you know, up in the pedestal. You know, they're not our religious leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the next thing that, you know, I want to say, you know, the sister that, you know, that is on your show, I really respect what she's saying, but what she's saying indirectly supports this whole, you know, promotion of marriage. I mean, I'm single, and, you know, some of my friends are telling me, you know, if I have to go on a job interview, you know, I need to put you know, a wedding band, you know, on the ring finger. Because, you know, people really, really, you know, stereotype, you know, single people. So, you know, all of that, you know, should be included, you know, in this conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, DeConte. That was excellent. I did say, and this is Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, I did say that this whole notion that you must be married is another discussion. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're more qualified or you're morally sound because you're married. I mean, we all have seen how much of a farce that is. But we can also tell when someone is relatively happy, you know, relatively in a good place in their relationship because it shows up in some way. Either it shows up that you're playing a lot of games, it's a big farce, or it shows up that somewhere there's some genuine admiration for one another. And, you know, I can tell you, even when Elizabeth Edwards was dying of cancer, somewhere in my mind's eye, I believe she loved her husband. I believe that she loved her husband, and I believe she knew of his indiscretion. But I believe she still campaigned with him while she was going through treatment. You only do that when you still have admiration. You have some love for that person.
Well, she knew that he, from her perspective, he would be a good president, and that people thought he'd be the president who would take on the issue of poverty that no other presidential candidate, including Barack Obama, did not raise.
Nobody has raised the issue of poverty the way that John Edwards did, but also I believe Elizabeth Edwards knew her husband. She knew what this man had been doing. And so, but it speaks to the fact that, you know, when Hank, one of the other callers said, you know, why is it such a big issue that he cheated on his wife? That's not a big deal. But when you have women who will go through cancer and still campaign with you, it says a lot about how that support translates to the world. The world says this guy must be a rock star because his dying wife is still on the campaign trail with him. You can't discount what kind of residual effect that has on the world at large when they see this guy. They think he must be special.
It's a whole subject by on its own, but there's a strength that women carry, I think, that men can't touch.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely do a whole dissertation on that, Mr. Steiner. I totally agree with that. Not to a point of being, you know, unleveraged about it, but I do believe that's the divine makeup, that there's a balance between us and you guys. And when we're coupled up with the right person, it's like an orchestra. It's the most beautiful music you've ever heard. And when you're with the wrong person, it's like the worst concert you've ever been to. I promise you. And it never ends. You can't get out of the seat. You're stuck. Your ticket is always renewed. You want to get out the theater. They won't let you out. I promise you. Either the orchestra or the song that never ends.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
How much time do we have left here? Is it just, do we have time for another caller? Yes, no? We do have time for one quick call. Ibrahim, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ibrahim. We only have a couple minutes left, so.
Peace, Ibrahim.
Hey, sister. I just wanted to I guess, remind ourselves that truth is the ultimate reality. I mean, I feel that if our politicians, not just our politicians, but all those who participate in society on whatever level, if we maintain some integrity and live and vibrated on some level of truth, then the morality issue will be something that will be maintained across the board. Because if you can maintain truth, what is morality? And when we look at the at our institutions, starting from our political figures, and we say that we cannot abide by this principle of truth, then what's the question of morality again? And then if this is happening with those who are in the higher faculties of our government, then what can we expect from those who are looking at these leaders? As examples, you know, we can't We can't suppose that our children will grow up to follow these same examples, because that's one thing that's being lost in our society. I think when we start to resound with that vibration again, that vibration of following your integrity, living and speaking and being truthful in everything that you act, say, and do, then I think that there'll be a change in the society that we live in.
I love you, Ibrahim. I absolutely love you. That's the perfect way.
Good. I love hearing young voices like this.
I love you, Ibrahim. Thank you so much for calling, and that's the perfect way to end the show, Mark. Perfect.
I think so, too. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'll look forward to being with you again.
Me soon.
Real soon.
Michelle, OSI fellow, founder of Gold Diggers Project, comedian Michelle, has been with us always, a show that makes a difference. M&M. I like
M&M.
That. M&M. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com, or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. When we come back, you will hear our conversation with Inez Stafford Grubbs, our continued conversations about race and the Eastern Shore. Inez, along with Gloria Richardson, founded and ran the Cambridge Nonviolent Action Committee in the 60s. An amazing woman, amazing story. She was only 18 years old when she leapt into that with Gloria Richardson. Her story and conversation next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.